Hey there, and welcome to another great episode of Vocab with John
and Angel.
Vocab is where Angel and I talk about all the interesting news and cultural stuff around the world. And Angel is back in town. Welcome
Hello.
Back, Angel.
Miss you guys so much.
Yes, you have done a full month's worth of flying.
Exactly.
And how many time zones have you crossed?
I think four.
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 Four time zones.
So every morning I work, I don't know where I am now. So, hey, where am I?
Good. So there's no place like home. You got to tap your heels. Tap your heels three times. There's no place like home.
There's no place like home. Happy to be back.
Yeah, and boom, you're back in town.
Hello, yes.
So you've done enough travel recently, and I think I've picked up an article recently that may tickle your fancy.
Ooh, what yes. is that?
Since we are now in the post-pandemic era, right? Taiwan right. and the whole region. So we've opened our borders and everybody's traveling like crazy now.
True.
What about the rest of the people? What's happening? So I picked up this article on CNN, and it says Japan is seeing a new phenomenon. It's called, they are seeing an increasing trend in never mm-hmm. travelers.
Never travelers?
Yes.
As in they don't travel?
They never
at all. They never travel.
Or don't want to and never want to travel. So there's a greater trend in the never travelers. Believe it or not, when everybody in Taiwan is dying to go to Japan, Japanese right. people is dying to stay home.
Oh, they don't want to go to somewhere else to have a look. So, yeah. All right. So I'm curious about what they are thinking. But I have to say, somehow I can relate to them because place that I wanted to visit the most is Japan. If I'm a Japanese, I might want to stay in Japan forever.
Okay. If you are living in the, you know, the most wanted travel city in the world or travel country in the world, there's mm-hmm. no point in traveling to other countries because convenience, right. because of all the good stuff, right?
And attractions and are there.
Because of the hospitality mm-hmm. and the service, all the great stuff.
One of the best. Or maybe because you have been there for too long and you have seen enough of the tourists, you just want to get out of there.
So it's very similar when you hear foreigners, they fall in love with how convenience stores are in Taiwan. The first thing right. they fall in love with Taiwan is not just the hospitality of our people, mm-hmm. but 7-Eleven. Like, how can you not fall in love with 7-Eleven?
I have to say, our 7-Eleven is the best in the world. Like, they cannot believe that you can pay tax. You can almost like do everything in 7-Eleven.
You have no idea how impressed I was with the iBond kiosk the other day. Because, mm-hmm. you know, now I never really looked at the iBond kiosk as kiosk that would mean so much in my life. Because I thought that's just for referencing, right? You can go and check mm-hmm. sort of timetables for your train tickets and for high-speed rail. I'm okay with that. With train tickets and stuff.
So what amazed you the most recently?
Concert tickets. I went to the BSB. I went to the BSB concert and my friend told me.
No, good
he
for
picked
you.
It up. He picked it up on an iBond kiosk.
So this is the first time you know that you can actually get a ticket from the iBond kiosk?
Yes. Concert
you didn't
tickets.
Know?
Yeah. And also recently, I forgot to pay my utilities bill. Sometimes you,
oh, right. yes.
you, know, you sort of forget and you mm-hmm. stash it
happens
in your,
all the time.
Yeah, in your bag. And then you're sort of not sure how much you need to pay. What do? You go to the iBond kiosk, you type in your utility number and boom. There you
That's
go.
That's it. Yeah, there you go.
You get your bills. I never knew
See?
That.
And you can print out your pictures, your driver's license pictures.
As a matter of fact, I saw a lady the other day printing mm-hmm. photos, literally yes. photo pics from there that copy machine that mm-hmm. I didn't know it comes in color. I thought it was just a pure black and white copy machine.
No, no, no. And you can actually use that to apply for a license. I did that before.
Oh, okay.
The quality is good.
So the lady I saw, she was printing her travel pics, I think.
Oh, nice.
She was busy on her phone, loading it up to the IBAN system on the cloud, and then she was typing the reference numbers and boom, she was printing her photos. I was shocked. I was like, since when can you print photos at 7-Eleven?
Yeah, since when? You can do everything in 7-Eleven.
Exactly. So once you have something as convenient as 7-Eleven in your life, wherever you travel, you miss 7-Eleven.
I do miss 7-Eleven whenever I'm worried aboard. Because, you know, like, let's say if you go to an Asia country like Singapore, you can do little thing in their 7-Eleven, not to mention in Hong Kong. You cannot even pay your telephone bill in 7-Eleven, nor print, like we have a document you can print out from that machine, right? You cannot do it in 7-Eleven in Hong Kong.
So 7-Eleven, if, you know, the last time I was in Singapore was already 10 years ago, but I went to visit my Singaporean friend and, you know, they love Taiwan so much, they also fell in love with 7-Eleven. But the time I went to Singapore and I tried their 7-Eleven, it felt very much like a candy store. It was just like a gas station.
A typical sort shop. Of,
yeah, typical gas station convenience store. Not your, you know,
daily 7-Eleven.
Not a place that means a lot for breakfast, lunch, dinner, paying bills, you know, doing photos.
Buying and concert tickets.
Yeah, buying concert tickets, you know, booking your travel itinerary on the IBAN kiosk. Nothing of that sort. It's just a plain old grocery store.
Ah, that's why we cannot live without 7-Eleven nowadays.
You know, coming back to Japan's never traveler phenomenon, I don't know. I think 7-Eleven and the fact that they have great service in Japan, I mean, why would Japanese people want to leave a place as convenient as Tokyo or as convenient as Osaka, Sapporo? You know, they don't need to leave the convenience, right?
The convenience, right. But there are still a lot aside from convenience.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So coming back to the article, let me share with you what are the few major points of this phenomenon. So first of all, they're very happy at home.
Happy at home.
Yes. So according to research, although they have passports, but they don't travel because there are enough travel destinations that they can explore in Japan. If you want to go to some mountainous area to explore the mountains, even most Japanese people cannot finish exploring Japan's mountains in their lifetime.
There are too many.
And so the beaches too. Yeah. And in winter, they got ski resorts, right? Hokkaido ski resorts. And then for example, for different seasons, they got different travel destinations. So they don't feel the need to have to travel internationally to fly out of town. You know, they can actually take the Shinkansen and, you know, an hour or two, they can go do apple picking.
Right.
Or they can do ski trips. So they're very happy at home. And I think I can relate to this because Taiwan, we've got, you know, other than snow, we've got pretty much everything.
But you still can see the snow sometime.
Yes. Long time ago, diving wasn't a thing. Recent years, surfing, diving, not a problem. Snorkeling, not a problem now. Yeah. Not a big problem now. A lot of people, my friends, they do it on a regular basis now. So in a way,
in Taiwan,
I feel talking about being happy domestically, I think we are quite happy domestically, I have to say. If we can survive the pandemic and just do domestic travel, I think
we're okay. Why not do it? Yeah. Post-pandemic, we still can enjoy it.
Yes, I think we're okay. So the second major point is the depreciation of yen. So the weakened yen is making them thinking twice about traveling abroad. So if I take yen, I make yen in Japan and I spend yen. I mean, it makes sense. I exactly know what I'm paying for. Is it service? Is it a product? And I've got a variety of products to choose from with a wide range of price ranges.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So similarly in Taiwan, same thing. If the NT dollar is strong, we want to travel.
True.
Like now, like now. Like NT dollar is very, very strong. So what do? Now. We go to Japan like crazy. We go to Thailand like crazy.
Like everywhere.
Yes, we travel like crazy. But when the NT dollar weakens, then we say,
might think twice.
It's okay. Let's go to Green Island.
Let's go to Pingdong.
Yes. Let's just do Pingdong on the beach.
Yes.
Let's do guest houses in Pingdong or Hualien.
Well, Nantou, so many places to visit. There is no need to go out.
Or plan hiking trips. They do camping and hiking trips. Mm-hmm. So the money issue. I think money issue, I can totally understand.
Speaking of that, have you purchased any Japanese yen recently? Because it dropped down a lot.
Oh, yeah. I have friends who are like shark. They went crazy a year ago. Remember the first depreciation, wave of depreciation? The first wave of depreciation happened last year. And my friends were like, no, you got it. This is the downward trend. You got to buy.
This is the time.
And I'm like, yeah, I don't think this is the end of the slump.
It will continue to drop down. Mm-hmm.
I felt like people were too eager back then. It was too early to tell. So they bought in. They were like, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. And then close to the end of the year again, right, the second wave came along. And I'm like, yeah, I told you so. And then they're like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm just going to keep buying yen. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, if you want to travel to Japan so bad, then sure. But
sure,
you
know, why not? Go ahead.
Yeah. You know, when you get to the Forex game, you got to be very, very careful.
Right.
You might lose money. Just, you know, if sure, it's money you can spend in Japan. But what if a variety of reasons you hold on to that money? So it becomes money that you're not spending and that
just
you might...
Just a paper note in your wallet?
Yes. Oh. Well, it might just become foreign currency that you just keep for nothing.
So you should encourage your friend to visit Japan as soon as possible.
They all should. They all should, yes.
Right.
That's money problem, right?
That's money problem.
Understandable. So moving on, the last part I think might intrigue you a little bit, Angel.
Mm-hmm.
We all know we are very similar to Japanese people, but there's one thing that we don't have in our culture, that is a very strong need to conform.
Oh, like peer pressure?
Yeah, peer pressure.
Ooh.
So we all know Japanese ladies, they have to be perfect with their makeup.
They have to wear makeup even they are just dumping the trash.
Yes, they cannot not have makeup on walking on the street. It's considered a taboo. It's like bad luck for everyone.
Oh, no.
They've got that hardcore conformity culture where they've got to be perfect, right?
They got to be perfect. Mm-hmm.
And you see the guys in their suits. It's got to be perfect. You cannot be fat. Your suit has to be perfectly ironed.
Pretty strict.
Yeah.
Pretty
and
strict.
In MRTs, you got to be absolutely quiet.
Right. Oh, so these culture really gave them a lot of pressures.
Yes. Mm. So I think the next part is talking about conformity and conventions. The social norms over the pandemic has allowed them to not conform as much. So previously, Japanese people love to travel.
Right.
So you go back to Japan and you would tell your peers, hey, you know, I love Taiwan. I traveled to Taiwan and so on and so forth. Or I went to Australia for this and that. So
exchange.
You would feel the need to also conform.
So you should find another topic. You should go travel one time at least to share your experience.
But in Taiwan, it's different now because you can have your colleagues come back from a trip to Japan, but you are heading to Switzerland or you're heading somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. And we exchange our souvenirs.
Yes. But you don't have to go to the same place or the same destination.
Of course. Not necessary, though.
Yes. But we had a time like that. A few years ago, it was kind of like that, I believe. You know, a lot of people went to Japan and then it's sort of like, oh, well, let's go to Japan. And, you know, because everybody's talking about Japan. You want to join the crowd. So nowadays, it's different.
Nowadays, different. Oh.
We are now about the different travel experiences than the destinations. I think many people have traveled in Taiwan, so now it's more experience. It's like, oh, they will go to Bangkok for cooking class.
Ah,
and they go to Japan to you know, taste Michelin star restaurants.
Oh, because they have a different purpose, different
destinations. Not like before. You know, people will say, oh, I went to Osaka, I went to Disneyland. You have to go to Disneyland. You have to go to USJ in Osaka.
Yeah, they might question you. You didn't go?
Yes.
Oh,
you wasted your summer. You should have gone, blah, blah, blah. Gone are those days where you feel the need to be the same because now you go to where you feel you want that experience.
Right. And then, but I think nowadays, do you want to guess which one is the most popular recently among Taiwanese people?
The destination?
get a destination.
Now, I've heard recently my students, my clients, they're all heading to Japan for ski trips.
Right.
It's all Sapporo. It's all
Sapporo.
Yeah, it's all Sapporo. Hokkaido for ski trips.
Hokkaido, yes.
Crazy ski trips. Yeah.
All the flights are fully booked, overbooked.
Yeah. That's so what crazy. I heard. Yeah, so three things. Let's quickly recap. So they are very happy at home. Next, the money problem.
The money problem.
And then thirdly, it's conformity. They're breaking away from conformity. They feel like, hey, 2 years. 2 years of not flying, we don't need to conform anymore. No, because nobody is doing anything interesting anyway.
So staying in Japan is interesting enough.
Yes, like, there we go.
There's so many things for you can explore.
That's what I'm getting from this article. So now I think we need to come back. Do you think we will become, some Taiwanese people will become never travelers? You know, they'll be happy at home. They don't want to conform. They don't need to travel. And maybe money is not the problem or could be the problem. But I think just based on the two major points of people are very happy at home because service, hospitality, quality, and the cost is
relatively cheap. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And also people don't need to conform anymore because you can go online and you can do your travels that way. Why do you have to go to UK or, you know, go to some old castle in France? You don't have to. A castle is a castle.
Mm-hmm. You can see on Netflix anyway.
Yes. And you can buy everything you want to buy online today.
Right, actually, that's true. But I think eventually Taiwan is a small island per se, right? So I think people in Taiwan will still want to travel.
You mean they get sick and tired? They've explored every part of Taiwan.
Not necessary for me. Like me, I haven't been to like Nantou or Jiayi.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I thought those were the places that people would visit, especially Nantou. That'll be like
Nantou should be one, right? But I don't know why I haven't been there. Okay. Oh yeah, I should plan a trip next time. So see, even though that there are so many spots, so many places, attractions I haven't been, but I will still want to go to Japan.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. How about you? What do you think?
Actually, along the same line as you, I feel the same way. I think the biggest difference would be the fact that most people explore Taiwan enough, you know, by the time they reach adulthood. So obviously, once you reach adulthood, once you start working, then it's different. Then you would want to travel the world.
You want more.
Yes. Unless something happens.
Which is?
This is part of my prediction because I'm not seeing a lot of kids being taken and brought overseas every summer, every winter. So when they reach adulthood, you've got this group of guys who want to do the Taiwan thing. They want to do a cycling tour around Taiwan.
Or
they want to do like a motorcycle tour around Taiwan. You know, they want to do that kind of stuff because they missed it because their parents thought to give them the best, right? And what is the best? To go to Japan, to go to Disneyland, to go to US, to go to Australia, to go everywhere else except the places near your home.
So true. Wow.
Then those kids, I would think, once they reach adulthood, they'll be like, if some of them, or a group of them, falls in love with a Taiwan thing, then they will become never travelers. They'll be like, done. I don't need to go anywhere.
I have not.
Yes.
Yeah, because I've seen Taiwan.
Yeah. I've seen how inconvenient it is. And, you know, the bus rides across, you know, to track across the country. You know, in Taiwan, it's 1 hour.
So I'm there and back. Oh, my. You know, Australia always been the favorite place of mine.
Yes. You know,
I like to visit Sydney. So my first trip I went back to my aviation trip, the first destination was Sydney. So I was so happy.
Okay.
But I almost forgot how inconvenient the place is. So I have to complain that I need to get a coffee. As same as you, John. You are a coffee person, right?
Yes.
So, but we got jet lag because we arrived there early in the morning. That means that I stay up all night. So I really need a coffee.
Yes.
So bad. So after I woke up. But when I woke up, it's like 3 p.m. in the afternoon.
Yes.
So I just walk around and say, hey, It's easy to get a coffee, right? The cafe, the coffee in Australia is the best, I have to say. And then I couldn't find any coffee shop because they all closed at 4.
So by the time you found any coffee shops, they all closed because they close at 4.
Right. So they don't even have that law. Well, like if you are in Taiwan, you still can get a coffee in 7-Eleven, Family Mart, Luisa, Starbucks. They open
Let's
late,
put it this
right?
way. In Australia and in the West, you don't want to do gas station coffee.
No, I don't want to do that. You or even gas station movie, they don't have it. Can you believe that?
Oh, well, South Africa gas stations, we got filter coffee. Those very disgusting, bland coffee mud. Oh, that's what I call it.
That's the last.
What about McDonald's? Didn't you think of McDonald's?
Come on, I'm in Australia. I don't want to have the
McDonald's coffee. Oh my gosh. See?
So you know what? Where did I end up?
Mm-hmm.
I end up at Duke.
No way.
So
That's a Taiwanese brand.
That's a Taiwanese brand. So that's why it opened late. So that's the last place I can find a coffee. I miss Taiwan. Maybe
you
I will become
a bubble tea shop for coffee.
And get a coffee. Seriously, there is no place selling coffee at that moment.
That's so counterintuitive.
Right?
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God. I feel so sad. Like
that is the weirdest thing. That's just not natural.
That's not right. That's really the only place I can get the coffee, coffee. So maybe one day I will be a never traveler. Who knows? Because of, can I get
a
coffee?
If our convenience, okay, and our hospitality and service and everything becomes extra competitive, like ultra competitive in the world, then I think we will get to that point where we will start cultivating a generation of never travelers. They don't need to travel because there's no place like home.
There is no place like home. I have to agree with that. No place like home.
All right, you guys. That's all the time we got for you today. So why don't you tell us what your predictions are for never travelers? Do you think it's going to happen in Taiwan? Why don't you let us know down below? And we will catch you next week with interesting topics with John and Angel. And we'll catch you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.